Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Isaiah, why do you feel like you guys were really struggling there, especially in the first half, getting the offense going?
It goes back to slow starts. We had this problem earlier in the year, and tonight we came out, you know, and looked like our legs were stuck in sand. So I feel like the first half, missing free throws, key rebounds, hurt us.
How much energy did it take then just to get back into the game and then try to get
over
the top there?
I mean, a lot. I mean, when you're playing from behind, it's not like you have the lead, so, and you're playing hard to get the lead back, so it takes a lot of energy.
You lost Jaden with 16 minutes to go. How much did that hurt you guys?
A lot. Jaden's a talented player. Unfortunate he got fouled out, but, you know, that's when it's just the next man up.
What happened at halftime to allow you guys to come out with such a spark in the second half?
Just talk to each other. Just tell each other, bring the dog up. Just at that point, ditch everything and just draw that line and just, you know, just play ball. You know, the coaches can't do it for us. You know, we have to go out and play hard. You know, they can't put the ball on the ground or put it in the basket for us.
Jake Kindman had 18 career points before today, and he had 21 tonight. Did he just come out of nowhere? Did you guys know anything about him before that? And then what did you think of his performance?
I mean, hats off to him. Good game, where they shoot the ball, but we have to do a better job. We have to do a better job. So all I can say.
What do you guys have to do better to keep teams off the offensive glass the way that UCLA was there tonight?
Want it more. You can't teach someone how to rebound the basketball. I mean, it has to be in you just to go get the ball. You have to have that fight, that eager and just be determined to go get it.
What was the message in the locker room after the game?
It's a lesson. I see how we respond tomorrow in practice. We see how when we come out and we play slow, what happens. And, you know, in order to be a top team, we have so much talent, but we just have to put this together.
Do you think that there was a difference, you know, just in terms of the intensity from this Pac-12 game, from just your other non-conference games?
For sure. Actually, not really. It's a basketball game. We had a great home crowd, great intensity, but like I said, it's basketball. We have to do the right thing. That's all I can keep harping on.
Couple more guys.
Did they do anything on the defensive end that you guys hadn't seen on film?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Yeah, how tough was it to keep them off of the glass?
You know what? It was. They were pretty good at on the glass and second chance baskets. Felt like in the first half we were just really slow to the ball. I don't know. We were slow to the ball. They were faster to the ball. They got a lot of second chance points first half. Second half, it felt a little bit like Houston. Like we got them to the end of the shot clock a lot, and then we just couldn't. We couldn't get the ball. We got to be better. I got to prepare them better. But sometimes the ball bounces like that, and it definitely did tonight.
What happened to Jaden McDaniels getting assessed with the technical that he
had? You know, I think when the ball came, he passed it hard to the guy. I didn't actually see it. And when I was in battle, I was just really upset. And we just can't do that. We can't have that type of behavior. You know, we need him to play. Gave him his fourth foul, and you know we just can't do that. And there's no place in the game for it on the team. So, you know, we got to just get better.
How How much did you weigh the decision to then have him on the floor at the start of the second half as opposed to maybe keeping him?
I just kind of went with it, and I told him, I'm like, you know, I still want you to be aggressive, but you got to be disciplined and smart. And unfortunately, it was a transition play, and felt like a couple of those fouls early were a little bit difficult for him, but. You know, we need him. We need him more than 13 minutes. He's one of our best players. We need him to be better. You know, we just need him to be better.
Well, do you think his thing with the technical assistant, that was third one, is it a ongoing thing? Or
I don't think it. You know, Jaden's he's a great kid. He's not a bad kid. He likes to have fun. But, you know, he's got to be more serious in certain situations. And, I don't think he did anything maliciously. I just think it was one of those things where, you know, referee's a little sensitive. He threw the ball. I'll find out exactly what happened. I don't know what happened. But he's just got to be better. You shouldn't do it in the first place. And number two is it, you know, puts us at a disadvantage with points and in foul trouble. Can't happen.
What went behind the decision to play Raekwon and Nate Roberts those minutes?
You know what, I wanted to, I don't feel like we've got our full stride as a team, and Raekwon's had some really good practices, and he's such a good shooter that I felt I wanted to give him an opportunity to see how he did. I thought he did a really good job. You know, it was our starting lineup that started the game in a fog, and I thought Raekwon came in, Elijah came in, Sammy came in, Nate Roberts came in. They gave us good energy in minutes. We just couldn't score early. But you got to credit UCLA. They did a really good job. They had them prepared. I have to do a better job getting our guys better starts, bottom line.
Practice tomorrow. What's the point of emphasis first thing?
Championship programs respond in a positive way. And I challenged them to be able to respond. We got to have better practices. We got to have more focus. And we've got to get better.
Can you talk a little bit about Quad A? He seems to really be taking things under control a lot lately.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's doing well. He had a couple plays down the stretch. You know what we can't make turnovers, and we've got to get rebounds late in games and close games. Bottom line, and we had a couple turnovers in transition where our great scoring opportunities. We've got to be better. We've got to be better there. We have a guy that nobody can stop when you get the ball in the paint. And so you can't when you get yourself behind that 10 points and you're constantly clawing, everything matters. And I just felt like we made some of the same mistakes over and over that we've been making that have cost us games, especially late.
How surprising was it that you guys lost their 3-point shooter at the end there?
That's what we take away, the three. And so, you know, listen, at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, we break down. We've got to be better. Kleiman had made 4 threes coming into the game. He's from Santa Margarita. I've known him from the area of him, and I know how good of a shooter he is. And once a guy makes 2 or 3, you have to change the way with awareness. And we didn't find him when we needed to.
What do you have to do to establish the second score behind his end?
You know, I felt like we got, you know, in the first half, you know, they did a good job. They took away all reversals. So any play that we ran, the next pass was not there. And so we had to be able to adjust to that. Our guys looked a little bit like, wow, what are they doing? That caused some problems. We figured out in the second half, we went direct from the point guard to the big. And we made that adjustment. But, we had lack of ball movement, lack of player movement. It looked like, you know, we lost our poise in that situation. But those types of situations, hopefully, you know, this becomes the best learning experience for us. You know, I hate to lose and learn, but sometimes you need to do it. So see how we respond, get better in practice. You know, DMGB, doesn't matter, get better. In this business, you got to have a short-term memory. We've got a good team. We've got high, you know, quality players, but we're making some mistakes that are costing us in close games, and we've got to be able to fix that. That's 3 close games now that last year we were winning the close games. This year we're struggling with those.
On the last play with Nas, just that play was designed to do?
What I was going to do is I was trying to go into a quick dribble handoff where you clear the side. He's really good getting to his right hand. And when he did it, he came and, you know, the guy cut him off a little bit. I thought we could have get a foul or a layup and then a chance to get an offensive rebound. And Nas was kind of, after making that shot, I felt like he was the guy we had to go to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.